Mark, I gather that looking at open race entries, life isn't so simple for trainers at the moment.
Definitely not, Floyd. It's really difficult trying to get all the open race dogs out in a week. You know, obviously we always try and target competitions more than anything. This week alone, we had a number of entries for Monmore, which closed on a Wednesday, and I think we had something like 12 entries in the sporting competitions, and only the 6 30-metre competition filled, so we only got 3 of those out. So come Wednesday dinner time, I'm chasing around looking for opens for another 8 or 9 dogs, which seems a problem. A couple of the others that already closed, Central Park didn't fill their supporting opens for the semi-finals. And it's just a real issue. I ended up entering a few to get my run at Toaster on Sunday, but even their opens, say this time last year, where they'd have a whole card of opens on a Sunday, are down to just sort of half a dozen opens, of which many are 5-dog races. You know, there's a lot of things happening, and I know some of these tracks put up good money, so it's disappointing to see that there's probably just too much in the calendar, and trainers, they've got graded contracts to fulfill, and they're struggling to fill graded cards. So, you know, where some trainers might take an odd few dogs just to give them a run elsewhere and that kind of thing, they're stopping for graded racing. There's definitely a smaller pool of open race dogs at the moment, although the top end, the top quality is as good as it's ever been. You know, the TV trophy, you can see is a top class lineup, and I'm sure the Puppy Derby at Monmore, the final, will be a top class lineup. But as for trying to get dogs running between competitions and everything, it's becoming more and more difficult these days than ever before. But which is a shame, as I say, there's good money put up, and you know, there's just not enough trainers and enough dogs, really.
No, it's strange enough. I was talking to Rab about it a little while ago, and he was. One of his solutions, and I don't think anybody has the perfect solution, but you know, you look at various options. One of the things he was talking about was perhaps less open race competitions, but worth more money, because there are so many events now that are worth 10,000 to the winner. I know that ARC have put all their category ones up to sort of 12,500, and then you've got the PGRs that are worth 20. Maybe we have too many open race competitions with too few dogs chasing them, because at the end of the day, we've never had, in your and my lifetime, we've never had less dogs available for racing than we've got at the moment.
Interesting. I don't totally agree with that, if I'm honest. I think it's not a problem filling the top competitions, although they, whereas before they're mainly overscribed these days, they're sometimes just about getting enough entries. I think the competitions, it's great that we've got so many competitions and across the country as well, that the top competitions go for. I just think there's too many one-off, too many tracks trying to fill cards up with just one-off opens, and there's just not a big enough pool of dogs for those one-off competitions, one-off opens, rather than the I think we need these big competitions, to be honest with you, and we need to without them we'd be the complete opposite, and all bemoaning, oh, there's not enough competitions, top class competitions, for especially when owners are paying decent amount for dogs, they want them in top competitions and everything. But I just think there's just too much open racing it's maybe not there's too much open racing, there's just not a big enough pool of dogs to fill all these one-off opens, and I'm not quite sure what the answer is to that, but definitely wouldn't be cutting back on top class competitions.
No, I think the argument wasn't so much cutting back on top class competitions, but there are so many competitions now. You know, do you do the away with the category twos, or do you make the category two races worth 10,000 to the winner and make the category one races worth 20,000 to the winner? Because clearly, I mean, some of these events now, even good events, certain exceptions, places like Monmore will always fill because geographically they're very strong. But looking around, is there a case of saying, well, we've got sort of two or three 36-runner competitions in competition with each other? Should we have just one and then increase the prize money to maybe 30,000-40,000 to the winner and extra prize money throughout? So at least you'd get all the cream running in that, you know?
Interesting. Again, I'm not quite sure that would work personally.
I'm not sure it would work. I think it is a debate. We have a problem, and then you're kind of trying to look around for what is the not enough dogs, as you said, not enough dogs.
Yeah, that's the problem stems more for the fact that there's less trainers than there ever was. There's less people breeding than there ever was. There's less owners, which is certainly a massive factor because of, most of this racing these days is not convenient for owners to come into the sport. You know, loads of way too much daytime racing. I mean, I think the sport should every track should be made to race on a Friday or a Saturday night, at least once a weekend to attract people. You know, that's where the owners come from when they go for a night out of the dogs. So, you know, if you're having so many tracks that don't even race at the weekend, then how can you possibly attract new owners into sport? So if there's less owners, there's less good open race dogs, and there's a smaller pool. Whereas you always get the top end, you might have say 10 or 12 real top class dogs. You'd quite easily get other trainers who just want to be in the competition saying, right, we're going for that, even if their dogs are not quite as good as the top ones that are in that competition. You know, the thrill of having a runner in a big competition seems to be getting lost, really, you know. So I think we have a whole industry problem rather than a specific problem, you know, an industry problem where we need to attract more owners and breeders need to breed more.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you've cut into something that would have been one of my next sort of editor's chairs, and I may well still tackle it anyway. And part of it is people in very important positions that don't understand the industry, and they can argue, well, you know, we've kind of got the money, we will make the decisions and do as we choose. Maybe they don't really fully appreciate that every owner that's lost to the industry is many thousands of pounds it's going to cost them to replace, right the way through from the buying of the dog to the keeping of the dog and ultimately to the rehoming of the dog, particularly if they're going to be sitting around in a kennel for, 6 months, 8 months, 2 years. That's not even commercially, doesn't make any sense. So you would think the track should almost be subsidising Friday and Saturday nights to make sure that they get people in that, as you said, become owners, because ultimately it will cost them far more if they don't get those people in.
Yeah, exactly, Floyd. You know, the question is, are we a spectator sport? Are we just a betting product? Years ago, we was able to combine the two together, and it just doesn't seem to be working like that at the moment. You know, unless you attract people into come and watch the sport, and you can only do that by racing at night time, you know, that's where the future owners and the future kennelands and trainers come from. Years ago, that's where people like myself come from, you know, going to watch the dogs originally and then getting really interested in it because we was going to Wembley on a Monday and Walthamstow on a Thursday and Romford or Catford or Friday and all these great tracks, and then it just gives you a real buzz to get into the sport, you know. Yeah. With so many tracks just racing, dinner times and afternoons and Saturday mornings and no promotion to go racing on a Friday night or Saturday night, then to me, you know, there lies the problem. It's just becoming a betting product rather than a spectator sport.
Yeah, my only observation would be, as I said, these companies are run by accountants, but the accountants don't see the long-term picture. And when you know, when their track bosses, when the track managers are coming to them and saying, "I'm sorry, we don't have the dogs. All our trainers' kennels are full. The trainers have got no money to buy the dogs." At that point, they will realise how short-sighted their approach has been. But generally, you find in this industry that by the time that happens, those people who've made all those very short-sighted decisions are probably out the game anyway, and it's going to be someone else that has to carry the can. And as I put in an editor's chair just recently, unless this is addressed, greyhound racing will go skint before the antis ever put a stop to it.
Strong points there, Floyd, I must admit. Yes, probably there's a few subjects there that you could talk about, but yeah, I think it probably needs some people to get together and certainly needs the media companies to somewhere along the line, you know, find the right solutions together rather than separately. But there's better educated, more experienced people than myself to be able to sort that out, that's for sure.